About a year ago, I was bullied and sexually harassed by a married male co-worker. The issue was addressed by the managers, mainly due to fear of a lawsuit. I see this man at the office from time to time, and when he says a polite hello, I feel a tightness in my throat, chest, and abdomen. The thought of sending metta to this man still makes my body and mind tighten. Any guidance is how I can work with this and move beyond it. I think the person one should be sending metta to is oneself, really looking after oneself, and just to be able to not get, because sometimes we say to not be swept up in anger is that's a big accomplishment already. So that sense of assuming that one should be having thoughts of loving kindness to somebody is a huge, if they've been inappropriate in their conduct toward one, I think it's a really nice ideal, but and I don't think we need to be trying to force ourselves to comply with ideals. You have to learn how do I not suffer, and that's a different question, and a different approach. So that being able to clarify for oneself, how do I look after myself with metta? How do I look after myself with kindness? And then how do I live in work in a situation like that where I can maximize the actual trust with other co-workers and develop a sense of safety in the workplace. So it's now there's the recognition that people are they do things out of ignorance and delusion, but you still, it's good sometimes to remember when the Buddha gave the discourse, and we chanted it last night, was it? Discourse on the highest blessings. The very first thing that is the basis of a blessing, a mangala, something leading to well-being, is to not associate with fools. And just if somebody is it's not that one has to be judging or having to carry that around but there's people you should be associating with, and there's people that it's more worthwhile to avoid and not have contact with.